Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do.
I feel the master. I feel him. Y'all ready? They ready. Come on. Come on. Y'all ready? They ready. We ready. We ready. Come on. We ready. We ready.
Come to do the rest. Step in the way, multiple shots are going through your test. You must have gone past the target spot, you was blessed. And I'ma take them out the game, y'all. It ain't no thing, y'all. You wanna fuck, I rip you up like a chainsaw. The game's ball, boy, please believe it. Keep your Bible with you, cause you gon' be beating Jesus. Beating for dark, stopping hits. And Archie ain't gon' stop dropping. I'ma make $1 million and stand on the top of it. Rocking it.
Time is the voice of the historical Black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We're at on the second and fourth Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're not to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and the team. We have an awesome group of team members that may join me. They're remotely calling in, but we really appreciate them being a part of this. Give a shout out to Coach Tremaine Edwards, who will be joining us out if he's available out of the great state of Alabama. He's stalwart. Again, out of Alabama, Coach Lauren D. Smith, out of Alabama, and Coach Marvin Smith, out of South Central Alabama. The live broadcast will be, and it is available, if you join us on each one of the sites, it is available at Facebook, facebook.com/TheAlbertoSmith. Instagram, we'll be dealing with being partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's V Squad Greenville, 1981. Also, President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You can also join us on TikTok. That's at Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. Then you can also grab a hold to it on Big O. We're really excited about being on Big O Live because we have several people that are joining us, and it varies from 200 to 300 and 400 a night. And we thank you so much for being a part. And that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And final, but not put last, but we'll say it, that's YouTube Television. You can go to the Smithway Enterprise 5018. And you can check us out there. And we actually subscribe. We have a few subscribers, but we want to try to get up before this week out up to one, starting off with one, get up to 100. We're going to get up to 1,000, and we're going to move to 10,000, but we're going to move forward. But we need you to subscribe by going to YouTube, typing in the Smithway Enterprise 5018. Really excited about having an opportunity to come on that network. We also want to share with you that we have a tendency to play, we do put all our shows on demand episodes, and you can go to each one of those sites we mentioned. We start with YouTube and catch us. We'll play a clip. First thing, we'll make sure we have the full video available on YouTube. as I just mentioned, on Big O Live, on TikTok, on WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, Instagram, Facebook. You have all the opportunity to check us out when you want to go back and do our on-demand episode. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries on all the six continents. See, it's seven continents, but on six of them, we have listeners. And we're really excited about that because that keeps us enthused, keep us going. You can register for WBSW Radio giveaway by sending your name. You're here live with us on whatever social media site. Type in your name if you want to be part of our giveaway. What we do, we give away hotels. We give away gift cards, gas vouchers, food vouchers, books, novelty items, and we just give away so many things. So we want you to be a part. And we finally, we give away love offers. What we actually do is send your name along with a means of transaction, which is either PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, or Zelle, to WBSW Radio, the internet station, all together, 23, all that's together, at gmail.com. Repeat that, WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23, at gmail.com. Also to LorindaBSmith15@gmail.com. We really appreciate that source fee of $1. That's all we ask with WBSW Radio Station at Cash App, $ Lorenza D. Smith. That's LorenzaBSmith. Tonight's title of our show is March Madness 2024. We have awesome format planned for you, so we want you to make sure we touch on everything that needs to be discussed. You know, we talk in our brand. Our brand is focused on historical black colleges and universities. We made a point that we do that. We made a point that we focus on the high school and athletics because it's important enough that we do that because a lot of times we do not focus on this. Your local network do not do it. Or your talk shows don't do it, but we want to make sure we do it and continue to do it. We've been doing it since 2017, and we're glad we're still in a position to continue to present this format to you. We're going to start off tonight by looking at historical black colleges and universities storyline, and we're going to start with discussing Grambling State University, the winner of the SWAC regular season champion, as well in basketball. We're talking about basketball, as well as is tournament champion, receiving it or selection to go to March Madness, and they had to play in that play-in game, but that was fine. We give a shout out to them because Grambling State outlasted Montana State, 88-81, to clinch their opportunity to play as a 16th seed. And we said it was exciting because this was the first ever win for Grambling State University in the March Madness. As long as there have been opportunities, this is the first time. So congratulations to all the stakeholders at Grambling State University, with your alumni. You made history by getting to the tournament and then winning that first opportunity you have. And that was part of the play because it invites 6 to 8 teams, but there's 4 have to play to get to that final. So congratulations to Grambling State University. Even though they had to take on the number one seed, but they held it well. We said congratulations to them for clinching, and that's what we want to focus on, getting there, getting a chance to win. May not beat the number one team, but you have a chance to get there in the 16th seed after winning that first game, then moving forward. Then we also want to focus on Jackson State University, the winner of the Women Southwest Africa Championship in basketball, and we want to give them. They were seated at the 11th seed, taking on the number 3 seed, which is the University of Connecticut. University of Connecticut was celebrating the 70-year 70th birthday of their coach, Gino. However, Jackson State gave them a good run, but the final score was in the favor of UConn. UConn, 86, Jackson State, 64, and this is Jackson State's third NCAA appearance in 4 years. So we want to give a shout-out to Jackson State University. Their goal is to repeat, to get the opportunity to move beyond that first round to the second round. So congratulations to the stakeholders at Jackson State University, Lady of Women basketball team, if you want to say, I'll say ladies. And I want to say congratulations to them. We also want to take an opportunity to share with you our sponsors. We have some awesome sponsors. And I try to make sure I share with you what's exactly happening with our sponsors because they take the time and say they want to be a part of this. So we do want to give them a shout-out. So we're at the point. This is Lena Payne-Webb, Blue and Blue publisher, and we want to play her advertisement.
To share your inspiring story with the world? Look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payne-Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publication. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
Give a shout out to Lena Payne-Webb, Blue Impressions. She's a publishing company, can work with you not only just the point of just publishing the book, but kind of get you in a position to see where you are, and they can share. We had a guest on the show on last Monday, and it was good to have her here, and she shared some awesome things with our listeners and watchers. So we give a shout out. I want to say one thing. I have on tonight, this is my high school. I graduated from this high school back in the 70s and played sports. It was a great opportunity to be able to do that, but there is the existence of Sidney Lanier High School Poets in Montgomery, Alabama. Truly there for over 106 to almost 110 years. And the building is set now. That's how old that building is, but it will no longer be. They're merging two schools due to some thoughts of changing the way because the name offended a lot of people. So we want to show that we are still here in existence. I'm the class of 75, so I'm excited about that. And truly thank you, Lord, for blessing me with getting 3 years out of there, lettering all 3 years, two or three sports, mainly football, to go on to take it to receive an offer to go play at Tuskegee University, at the time Tuskegee Institute. And we were excited to say congratulations to all the years and all the graduates and alumni of Sidney Lanier High School. And I want to make sure present is felt and known. Just because the name is no longer the building that exists, you carry the name on. I challenge each one of the alumni to do that. Matter of fact, I stopped at Walgreens today, and a young lady came in. She remembers Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and I saw it, and she saw my shirt. She said, "Sister Lanier, I went to that school back a long time ago." there's a lot of individuals and alumni of this school, and we truly want to give a shout-out. We want to give a shout-out to some individuals that have joined my frat brother, my chapter brother of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. He's located in the great state of Georgia. Brother Paul Askew, member Gamma Beta at Alabama State University, and are doing some awesome things up in Georgia. We want to congratulate you, Brother Paul, on winning the state championship, 5A girls basketball state championships, and also that commitment you have to tennis and being competitive and having your team competitive in tennis. Thank you so much, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. We want to give a shout-out to Vincent Marshall, who's joining us. Thank you, Vincent, for taking time. We also have Addie Washington. We have Willie Williams. I'm going to give a shout-out to P. Moore, Lisa G., Mark Butler, Jerome. Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Keith, thank you. My Birthday Video joining us. Pitwell, thank you so much. Cynthia Smith joining us, along with Eddie Gritson, 595. Samuel Watson, we have user, and when they said user, they said hi to new users. I don't know their names, but thank you so much. We have Annie White joining us. Thank you, Annie. Jazz Hits, thank you so much. James Jackson, Rob, Gloria Cole. We have Boy, another user, saying hi. Also another user. Then another say hi from YXX. Thank you so much for joining us. Othello joining us, underscore 18. Hazel Hall, thank you. Is it Mucci? Thank you. Also, Dana. We also have LD Kimbor. Thank you so much for joining us. She's following as a live person. Thank you so much. I had to watch, got something flying over. I'm gonna put it to sleep as soon as I get a chance. And I'm sorry, I'll stop it from flying over. Thank you so much. We have Randy joining us, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. User J. Law, Lawrence, Lonnie, Lynn, Beulah King. We have Football joining us. We have T799N9K1. Thank you so much, D. Dean. Thank you so much, Randy Krause. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, whatever is joining. Erica Telefaro, thank you. Maybe some kin to Mario Terrafalo, thank you so much. Alonzo Johnson, Mario is a member of 5A Sigma Fraternity Corporate. I want to give a shout out to him. Albert G. Jr., thank you so much for joining us. Also, I want to give a shout out to Morticia Pottings. Thank you so much. We also have Creole Red joining us. Thank you so much. Thank each and every one of y'all for taking time to be on here. This is Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. Just give a shout out to Bremen State University for winning the SWAT Tournament Championship, and winning their first ever game in the NCAA March Madness 2024 by beating Montana State 88-81. Second round, well, the first round, this was the round they have play in, and they moved towards it. It was ranked the 16th team, then against the number one team, and they lost. Congratulations to them still for making a great effort. Jackson State University Lady Tigers played in the tournament, lost to UConn. So we still say congratulations. And they was regular season champion, tournament champion for the SWAC. They had an 18-0 record. Hard it is to win. It's hard on winning on the SWAC. They said it's hard to win in the SWAC. But to win all 18 of your games in your conference, to win the conference outright. Give a shout out to Jackson State University and their stakeholders in their community. We're going to look at the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference competitors. We're going to give a shout-out to Howard University, who got an opportunity to receive a bid round. But congratulations. And it was sort of like a flurry for Wagner to come back and beat Howard University. The final score was 71-61. Wagner, Self Townsend, remember that name, led the Bison with 16 points. And we're excited to mention him because, you know, he has a future. And we want you to keep keep an eye out for Self Townsend of Howard University. Norfolk State University was also eliminated from the NCAA tournament by Stanford. Those were the females. The females or the women of Norfolk State University. They was 15 seeded, going against number 2 Stanford. The final score was 79-50. The top performer. We want to give a shout out to this young lady. This is Kiara Willer of Norfolk State. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 block shots. Top performer. Give a shout out to both those MEAC team represented on the male side and on the female side. And that was Howard University, and we had Norfolk State University. Congratulations to you all to make it to the tournament and be able to perform at the level you did. Thank you so much. Also, we want to look at some regular season champions, because we want to go back and give these teams a shout out, because we had teams that were regular season champions but did not win their tournament. The MEAC in the SWAC. Well, actually in the MEAC. Because in the SWAC, we had Grambling. Their final record was 14-4. In the conference, 18-14 overall. We have in the SWAC women, Jackson State was 8. I mentioned it earlier. Yeah, that's strong. And that final overall record was 24-6 when they got to the tournament. Men, MEAC representative was Norfolk State. They won the regular season tournament, and it was 11-3, 22-10. I said that the team from the representative MEAC was Howard, Howard University. They was regular season champion, Norfolk State, but they didn't win the tournament championship. Howard did, so they represented the MEAC. On the women's side, again, Norfolk State, women's 13-1. 25-5. That's awesome. And they got to have an opportunity. On the Division II level, we're going to talk about the Division II in a minute, but we want to give a shout-out to those teams. You know, some about my, like one of the days when they want to act up, my computer, but we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it do what we do. We'll shout out our next sponsor with L&T Starworth Lawn Service out of Central Alabama.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Shout out to L&T Stallworth Bond Service, LLC. Mr. Anthony Stallworth. Anthony is one of our co-hosts on tonight's show, and hopefully he'll call in and say, we'll try to get you taking upon themselves to support what we're doing by advertising with us. The door is open for you as well. I'm going to shout out to some brother Paul. If you get an opportunity, you want to get some advertisement out, please work with WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Thank you so much. And that was a plug I had to throw in because it's important that we give a shout out. Give a shout out to Kenny that's joining us. Yeah, that's Kenny joining us. Lee joining us. And we have Alberta Shaw joining us. King Solomon joining us. We have Jim Manuel. Thank you. Patricia Rollins, thank you for taking time. We have Vernon Atkinson. Thank you so much for joining us. We're trying to give everybody a couple of users here. Deborah Thomas, thank you so much. User name is a person. They don't put the name, they put a number, they get the case there. Lonzo Johnson, thank you so much. Erica, I mentioned Erica already. Regina Gillespie. Dolores Everett, thank you. That's joining us. Thank you so much for being a part. And is that exquisite underscore dimples? Thank you so much for joining us. We're glad you had time to be here. Let's move forward and focus on our division two, because we're going to give them a shout out as well. We have been talking about those division one and division two. In division two, we're going to talk a little bit about the regular season champions in the SI, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, and the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. On the east side of the division, I was really excited to give a shout to these teams because they headed from the beginning always to the end. Starting with the SIAC on the eastern division, you had the men's of Clark Atlanta University, 16-5 conference record. 25-5 overall. Congratulations to the men of Clark Atlanta University for securing the top spot in the Eastern Division. On the women's side, we had Savannah State, 15-4. I saw that game on television between them and Miles. Their final record, overall record, was 20-6. So they secured the women's regular season championship for the East Division. For the West Division, it's divided into two divisions, the Western Division. On the men's side, you had Miles College, 16-4, all record, 23-6. On the side, you had Kentucky State, 15-4, overall record, 21-7. But I'm going to tell you something. In the tournament, you have Kentucky State end up losing. Whereas Miles College was able to play Savannah State and win the SIAC, SIAC, Women's Division II Tournament Championship. So give a shout at for them. We'll talk about on the men's side in a minute. On the CIAA men and women, regular season division basketball champion, they have a northern division and a southern division. Elizabeth City State on the men's side, 10-7. Regular season overall record, 17-3. On the women's side, Elizabeth State, they are women. 10-7 and 19-11 for the overall record. On the southern side, you have Clapton, who was 13-5, overall 17-10. And for Fayetteville State, 17-1 and an overall record of 27-2. And our tournament champions, as we mentioned earlier, for the SIAC, we said Clark of Atlanta won the men's side. They were selected for the NCAA tournament in a hard-fought battle between Florida Southern Mocs, Clark Panthers, who was 25-6 and 16-5 in SIAC, fell short 80-72. In their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2016. Despite the loss, Clark Atlanta achieved a remarkable feat. After finishing last season 8-20, that was last year, to improve to 25-6 to finish the 2024 campaign, their leader performer, Chris Martin, led all scoring in the game against the Florida Southern Mocs. Game had 19 points, but his average throughout the season was 19 points and 8 rebounds. We give him a shout out. That's Chris Martin for Clark of Atlanta. And for the women's side, lo and behold, a team that was right behind them on the west of Kentucky State was Miles College. Women won their first tournament championship in the history of the FIAC. The Miles College women basketball team departed on March the 13th, which was a Wednesday morning, for the first round of the NCAA Division II basketball tournament. So it was making history, not only the first time winning the tournament, but getting a selection to go to play in the tournament. Miles played by Dawson State. Miles finished the regular season at 23-6. The Lady Bears won the SIC. Their leading scorer and top performer, who was tournament MVP, was guard Philippe Greer, was named tournament MVP. And after scoring a career-high 33 points, that's when they played in the game for the SIAC tournament. But when they managed to get to Valdosta, they lost 66-55. So we give a shout-out to Miles College and their stakeholders and their community for making the greatest effort for not only just making it to the championship game, but eventually beating Savannah State to go on to play Valdosta State. Congratulations to Miles College Women 2023-2024 tournament champion for the SIC and first-time selection, first-time tournament champion to the March Madness. So we get to Division II. CIAA, you had Pennsylvania beat Fairfield State 54-51 to capture the 2024 CIAA championship. However, they got the bid to go to the Division II tournament and lost to Gannon 97-63. It's out of Pennsylvania. This is how the tournament ended for them, but congratulations to Lincoln out of Pennsylvania for being selected, but also winning the 2024 CIAA championship for the men. For the women, Fairfield State was crowned CIAA champions, 64-59 win over Elizabeth State. Fairfield State beat Indiana, Pennsylvania, Indiana College in Pennsylvania, 72-63 in the first round of the division tournament. Advanced to play in the second round, but their journey ended when they lost to number one Gannon, 72-46. Congratulations to Fairfield State women for making it a good run to get two victories in the tournament. And it's positive because that was the first time that we had any school from the Division II and the Division II level being on to the second, go past the second round to get to the point of being what they call the quarterfinals. Congratulations to Fairfield State. And also, we want to congratulate Alabama State University women's bowling team for winning the 2024 SWAC championship. And just want to read a few things here that were sent out from the president's office or the athletic director, director of athletic office. The Hornet shirts. What a time to be a Hornet. Our bowling team just won the second SWAC bowling championship in 3 years. The pride and dedication of our coaches and student athletes is unmatched. Congratulations to Alabama State University women's bowling team for winning two out of the last three SWAC championship in bowling. Congratulations, ladies. Congratulations, coach. Thank you so much, Drew. Thank you so much for what you're doing over there. We want to give you a shout out and your team because you have showed the investment. You showed the decision to move toward achieving what is needed to be achieved in your particular sport. sports. Congratulations, Alabama State University. I want to give a shout out now to our next sponsors, and that's going to be Mary Lou Restaurant out of Georgia, Alabama. We're excited to be co-sponsors because Vitor is one of our team members who comes on from time to time to talk sports. And that's Brother Marvin Blala Smith. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. So we want to make sure we definitely give him a shout out. But Mary Ruth's Restaurant, advertising.
Are you looking for home cooked food in a family friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Give a shout-out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Brother Marvin Lala Smith, co-owner with his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're excited to have them. They said they have the best southern food in South Central Alabama. You can give them a call at 334-549-0950. 334-549-0950. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Juliana, Alabama, located at 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. We're excited to be able to be a part of this with them because they're giving us the opportunity to advertise on our broadcast. I want to give a shout-out to another member, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, my own sister. My biological sister, none other than Yvette Smith, a member of the Blue and White family of Ben, Georgia. Thank you so much, sis, for supporting not only just being a Blue and White, but being a biological. My youngest sister, thank you so much for just having, looking up there, seeing two of my favorite people and many others that are watching tonight. It's Paul Askew, Smith, Faith of Five Business Incorporated. Shout out to a couple people join us, and I want to make sure to give them a shout out. That's Joy May 577, and I'm looking, and I'm telling you, I'm just kind of having a little problem with seeing, and I don't want to call out the wrong name here, but it's to the point where I can't see it well enough to get it because it's just a glare. So please excuse me for not being able to call out your name. We want to give a shout out to Rachel Lewis, as well as Stephanie Yvonne Williams has joined us, along with Misha McAllister, Chance Grimes joining us. Thank you so much, Chance. You have Regina joining us as well. Thank you so much for being a part. As we move forward, if you have something you want to share with us, you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location is lower than being Smith. I was hoping I would get a couple of our co-hosts to call in. I didn't want to introduce and say their names until they call in, but we'll make sure we give them a shout-out for on our next segment so you know in case one of them calls, I'll let you know, but decide. Shout out. I truly want to also having an opportunity to look at our coach's corner. And you say, what is the coach's corner? It's the corner where we talk about our division, one, power five, group of five, but we just focus and put some things. So what we're going to discuss with the NCAA March Madness, first round and second round, some of the results. But we're going to move forward, and I want to give a shout-out to our number one seed in the East region, which is UConn. Their first victory was over Stetson, 91-52, and they're moving to they moved to the second round where they played Northwestern, and they were victorious over them 75-58. So they moved to what we call the Elite Eight. Make sure now it's Sweet 16. It's Sweet 16. I got to get it right because we got four. Yeah, what it is. Elite Sweet 16. You got UConn taking on San Diego. And on the other half of that bracket, you have number three, Illinois, taking on number two, Iowa State, in the eastern part of the NCAA bracket. Okay, over here on we have, make sure I'm looking at it right. We're looking at in the Midwest, you have Purdue able to sustain up into the Sweet 16. They're playing Gonzaga. Some people say this is number five. This is the Midwest. And number three seed, the number two seed, Tennessee out of Southeastern Conference. Over in the West, you have North Carolina beating Michigan State in that round of 32, 85-69. You had Alabama beating Grand Canyon, 72-61. They'll be taking on Alabama taking on number one North Carolina. Alabama's number four. They'll be playing on the 28-609. Clemson will be taking on Arizona to see who's going to play for getting to the final eight. We also have over here Purdue, as I mentioned, and Gonzaga, and we want to shout at Houston in the South region. We have Houston taking on Duke. That will be on Friday night at 8:39. Then at 6:09, which is the early game, you got North Carolina State, the 11th seed, taking on the number two seed, Marquette. That's the pretty much what we're down to the Sweet 16. We give a shout out to those teams that were able to make it. The men, we give a shout out for the women. We can't forget our women because they're doing an awesome job as well. You have South Carolina number one seed in the women's, and they are advanced to the Sweet 16 to take on Indiana, number four, in the Region 1 of Auburn. We have Oregon State, number three, taking on Notre Dame, the number two at the bottom of that bracket. In Region 2, you have Iowa taking on number one, Iowa, taking on number five, Colorado. And you have number three, LSU, taking on UCLA. This is probably the best region that is because you have these four teams that can pretty much win a national championship. But you also, when we look at the bottom of the bracket, when we start looking at the other side of the bracket, you have the Region 3. You have number one USC taking on Baylor, who's number five. Then number three UConn is taking on Duke, and they'll be playing on Saturday. First game at 4:30, the second game at 7 o'clock. Then we have on the Region 4 of Portland. This is important. You have Texas, number one, taking on Gonzaga. And number three, North Carolina State, taking on Stanford. So we're going to see an awesome tournament completion coming up. This is Sweet 16 this weekend to get us to the final eight. We're going to get down to the final four very soon. So look to see that happen. Matter of fact, we're going to be realistic, moving toward the weekend. We're going to be over on next week on the 5th. We'll be in the Final Four. Championship game on the 7th. So congratulations to all of those teams that have a chance to participate. You can't win if you don't get there. congratulations to each of the teams. I give a shout out to we've had individuals adding to our list. Custom, thank you, Custom Car, joining us. We have People Love joining us. We also have Albert Girl 1914. I'm sorry, Albert G. Junior 1914, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much. Alex joining us. He's Chapel. Thank you so much, 502. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this right now. Truly really excited because we're going to move forth and look at some of our high school storylines. But before we do that, we want to play our next promo or our advertisement. Give a shout out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott, the awesome job in Selma and Montgomery, Alabama. They are the manicure expert. Back up. They are the consulting firm that meets your needs. Truly want to give this young man a shout out. That's William Scott. He's doing an awesome job down in Selma and Montgomery. I promise you, I'll come by and check his office out and see what's going on. So we'll click right here and let this advertisement play.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. Give him a call at 334-320-5438. Give him a shout out. See what kind of how he can provide some research for you, consulting information for you, help you administrate your grant. He has all those options there. But give him a call. Go to Facebook, type in William Scott, and you can connect with him at that point. I want to give a shout out to Mail Number One, Larry Langham joining us, as well as Hazel Hall joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of what we're trying to do. So we're going to look at our high school storyline in southeastern part of this country. We're going to start with the state of Alabama, and this is the final ranking for the high school power ranking of the high school. No matter what class it was in, it was still ranked for the number one team. That was Hoover High School out of Hoover, Alabama. They were 7A state champions. These are boys. Huntsville with a 32-3 record was second place. Buckhorn, the 6A state champions, boys, 29-5. Fairfield, the 5A state champion, 29-2. Mountain Brook, 27-8. That is the fifth-ranked team. Austin, 27-6. Sixth-ranked team. Enterprise, 27-6. Seventh-ranked team. Vestavia Hill, 21-6. Central Phoenix City, ninth-ranked team, 29-8. And Northridge in the top 10, 27-6. Congratulations to those teams from the state of Alabama on the power ranking. In the state of Florida, basketball ranking for boys for 23-24. This is the power ranking. The power ranking. Montevideo's Academy, 31-0. Columbus, number two, 27-4. Long Island Lutheran, 21-4, ranked third. Oak Ridge, 27-4. Riviera Prep, 25-8. Winter Haven, 27-2. Sigma, 25-6. Northern out of Miami, 21-10, eighth-ranked team. Right? I'm on Grayson High School 30-2. My teacher ranked number 2, 26-6. Keels, 28-3. Right? Number 3, Alexandria, 29-3. Ranked number 4, Sandy Creek, 27-3. Ranked number 5, Wheeler High School, 25-6. Ranked number 6, Eagle Landing, 24-3. Westside, 29-4, 8th ranked team. Green and 10th, 9th ranked team is Green Forest, 27-4. And Milton, 20-7. Congratulations to each and every one of those teams to put awesome jobs in the great Georgia. Let's look at Mississippi. We have Raymond ranked number 2, 31-4. Canton, 26-4, they ranked number 3. College Branch, 30-5, that was their record, ranked number 4. Booneville, 29-2. Yahoo City, 28-6. Madison Richland Academy, 31-6, ranked number 7. Segula, 28-3, ranked number 8. Clinton, 23-8. Ranked number 9, Ridgeland, ranked number 10, 25-10, and Choctaw Central, 27-6, ranked 11. We have the great state of South Carolina. We want to give them a shout out. We have Titanic joining us. Thank you so much. We have a visitor. It's 0856. Thank you. This is WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1. And this is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We're excited to share with you high results for all for boys for 2023-2024 basketball season. Congratulations for those states we have shouted out. If your state is not there, give the information to me and I'll make sure I give it out. South Carolina, top 10 by power ranking and foul ranking. Ridgeview, 29-2. Lexington, 28-2. Gray Collegiate, 31-6. James F. Byers, 26-5. You have Riverside, 26-5. They were still. Westwood is 6, 23-3. You also have Somerville, 25-3. Catawba Ridge, 25-10. Greer High School, 24-6. Pottersville, 25-6. Number 10, ranked 10, team in the final ranking. Thank you so much, those stakeholders in the great state of South Carolina. And we have the great state of Tennessee. And as we get ready to wrap this up, I want to give a shout out to those individuals in the great state of Tennessee. We have Barrett, 33-4, ranked number 1. Cordova, 29-4. You have First Assembly, number 3, 27-3. Briarcrest Christian, number 4, 29-4. Brentwood Academy, number 5, 25-8. Independence High School, 30-6, ranked number 6. Baylor, ranked number 7, 19-6. Hamilton Heights Christian Academy, 29-5, ranked number 8. Number 9 is Well High School, 25-5. And number 10 is Pope John Paul II, 26-5. Congratulations to all the high school teams for mentioning great basketball season in the southeastern part of the United States. We wanted to give everybody a shout out. It's been awesome coming before you. See, God has blessed us. One more time. And I'm really excited because on WDSW Radio, the internet station, we have the supporters and U.S. listeners and watchers playing a part of this. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I want to give a shout out. I'm trying to get up here and see it. Look like CT, and I can't see it. And it looks like CTR underscore Zeta. Thank you so much. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Thank you so much for joining us. Tara Owens Duff. We have Vernon Thank you so much. Ava, thank you. And Hamrock 92. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us and being here and being a part of this. As we move forward, we want to get ready to close our show out. We want you to remember that we have listeners and watchers in 43 countries, six continents. You can hear WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're the first radio station to use social media and broadcast on each one of the social media sites all at one time. See, God is so good. I thank you all for taking time to be here. If each and every one of them said hi to you, since you said hi, thank you so much. For my sorrow, I'm going to give you all that and let you know thank you so much. And my brothers, thank you so much for supporting and all of the behind that took the time to be here and be a part of. We give a shout out to Gwendolyn, is that Simmons, thank you so much for taking time to be here. As we get ready to close out, I want to play the last advertisement. These are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We ask them to make it do what it do. They are supporters of what we know. We have an awesome show planned tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, and that's when we're going to do our Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. We focus on the neighborhood block by block. We spoke about focus on the positive things, but we've been doing a series, or we call it a seminar, on empowering boys to be impactful men. If you have an opportunity at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to join us on one of these networks, we do that. And hopefully say something throughout our seminar and the series we've been doing it for 18 months. We're not giving up. Because we're here. We support our voice. And this is our way to give back to this network in sharing things. And hopefully you're able to take an opportunity to listen. Even if you don't have any boys, you may have brothers, you may have cousins, you may have nephews, you may have independent children, grandsons. Maybe something we share tomorrow will enlighten you enough that you want to come back again. That's at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. And I'm the host of that. I'm Dr. Lowe's D. Smith. Excited. But as we get ready to close out, our last advertisement is a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, the Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. These brothers are all about leading and not following. That's what they tell me. So what they do.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Now tomorrow, 1 o'clock, and I tell you, we have an awesome show planned for you, and we're excited. And I'll tell you from my heart, because I always tell everybody I love you. See, I love you. And I want you to know this. I don't have to actually be around you to tell you that I love you. And I want to say to you, it's from my heart. And as we get ready to close out, and I want to say this because it's so passionate that I say this, and I'm going to say it like this. I love you.
It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see y'all tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're going to make it do what it do.